The Divorce سورة الطلاق Topic of the Surah Emphasis on giving importance to the issue of divorce and its laws, whilst also mentioning the consequences of Allah consciousness and trespassing the limits of Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا
Explanation O Prophet, if you or any of the men from your nation intend to divorce your wives, then he should issue a divorce to her considering her waiting period. That is that the divorce should be issued in a period of purity between two separate menses, in which he has not had sexual relations with her. Also, keep track of the waiting period, so that you are able to take your wives back within it if you intend to do so. And be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed. Do not force your divorced wives out of the homes they live in until their waiting periods finish, except if they commit an obvious shameful act, for example, adultery. Those are the limits of Allah He has set for His servants. Whoever trespasses the limits of Allah has indeed oppressed himself by placing himself in a situation of doom because of disobeying his Lord. O divorcee, you do not know. Perhaps Allah may create a longing in the heart of the spouse, and he may take his wife back.
فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا
So when they draw nearer to the end of their waiting periods, take them back if you long to do so, while maintaining the best of conduct, or do not take them back until their waiting periods finish and they gain control over their own affairs, after fulfilling for them their rights, and if you intend to either take them back or separate from them. Make two honest people from among you witness it to dispel any dispute in future. O witnesses, give testimony seeking the pleasure of Allah. These laws are mentioned to remind those that bring faith in Allah and in the Day of Judgment, because it is them who truly benefit from reminders and advice. And whoever is mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed, Allah will create an exit for him from every difficulty and worry.
وَيَرْزُقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا
And He will provide for him in ways he did not even imagine or had ever thought of. Whoever relies on Allah, In his matters, he will be sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will make his decision come to pass. Nothing makes him incapable, nor does he miss anything. He has appointed a fixed time for everything. So the severity and ease both have fixed times. They are never permanent on the human.
واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن ثلاثة أشهر واللائي لم يحضن وأولات الأحمال أجلهن أن يضعن حملهن وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا.
As for those divorcees who have no hope in menstruating due to old age, if you doubt in the manner of calculating their waiting period, then it is 3 months. Likewise, the waiting period of girls who have not reached the age of puberty and hence do not menstruate, their waiting period will also be 3 months. As for pregnant women, their waiting period after divorce or being widowed is when they give birth. Whoever is mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed, Allah will make His affairs easy for him and make easy every difficult matter.
ذلك أمر الله أنزله إليكم ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا.
O believers, the aforementioned laws of divorce, revocation and waiting periods are the laws of Allah which He has revealed upon you, so that you may implement them. And whoever is mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed, Allah will erase the bad deeds that he committed from his record and grant him a great reward in the afterlife, paradise and everlasting blessings. Beneficial points. Address to the Prophet, peace be upon him, is an address to his nation also, as long as there is no exclusivity established. It is obligatory to provide shelter and expenses to wife once have issued a revocable divorce too. It is only possible to revoke a revocable divorce before the waiting period finishes. It is advisable to appoint witnesses to prevent disputes. The waiting period of a divorced woman with whom marriage has been consummated is 3 months if she does not menstruate due to old or young age. The waiting period of a pregnant woman who has either been divorced or widowed is until she gives birth. There are numerous benefits of Allah consciousness, and it is a great quality.
أسكنوهن من حيث سكنتم من وجدكم ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن وإن كن أولات حمل فأنفقوا عليهن حتى يضعن حملهن فإن أرضعن لكم فآتوهن أجورهن وأتمروا بينكم بمعروف وإن تعاسرتم فسترضع له أخرى.
After Allah mentioned the laws of divorce and revocation, He then mentions the laws of providing expenses and shelter, saying, O husbands, house them wherever you yourselves live, according to your means. Allah does not burden you with anything other than that. Do not put any restriction in expenses and shelter upon them, hoping to place them in difficulty. If the divorcee is pregnant, spend on her until she gives birth. And if she breastfeeds your child for you, then give her the wage of her breastfeeding. Come to a mutual agreement over the matter of the wage with appropriate courtesy. If the husband shows miserliness in the wage the wife wants, or if she shows greed and is not content with anything except her demands, then the father of the child should hire a foster mother who breastfeeds his child for him.
لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا.
Whoever has abundance in wealth should spend well on the wife he has divorced and upon his child, and whoever is financially restricted should spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah does not burden any soul except with what He has provided it with. Never does He burden them with more than that or more than the string it holds. Allah will soon create abundance and independence after His difficult state.
قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا.
After Allah mentioned a set of commands, He then warns against turning away from them and mentions the evil outcome of doing so. He says, "There are many communities whom I took to account severely for their evil deeds after they had disobeyed the commands of their Lord. May He be glorified and His messengers, peace be upon them. I also punished them with a horrible punishment in the world and the afterlife."
فذاقت وبال أمرها وكان عاقبة أمرها خسرا.
So they tasted the outcome of their evil deeds, and their finale was losing out in the world and losing out in the afterlife.
أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا.
Allah has prepared for them a strong punishment. So be mindful of Allah, O people of intelligence, who have faith in Allah and His Messenger. By fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed, so that the same punishment that afflicted them does not afflict you as well. Verily Allah has revealed a reminder that reminds you of the evil outcome of disobeying Him, and the good outcome of obeying Him.
رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا قد أحسن الله له رزقا.
This reminder is a messenger of His who recites His clear verses to you wherein there is no ambiguity, in the hope that He removes those who have faith in Allah and believe in His Messenger and do good deeds from the darkness of deviance into the light of guidance. And whoever has faith in Allah and does good deeds, Allah will enter them into gardens under the palaces and trees of which rivers flow, and wherein they will reside forever. Verily Allah will sustain them well by entering them into a paradise, the bounties of which shall never finish.
الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
Allah is the one who created the seven heavens. He also created seven earths, just like He created seven heavens. His instructions related to matters of the universe and religion descend through the heavens. Perhaps this will make you realize that Allah is capable of everything, and that He be glorified has encompassed everything with His knowledge. Nothing is hidden from Him in the heavens or the earth. Beneficial points. It is obligatory to provide shelter and expenses for a woman issued a revocable divorce as long as she remains in her waiting period. It is also obligatory for a pregnant divorcee. There is no obligation upon a divorced woman who has given birth to breastfeed the child. The burden of obligation is only issued according to one's capability. It is established that there are seven earths.